everyone, and welcome to our live talk program. This is Lloyd Grubb here, your host on Revive Reform Radio, doing our live talk program covering natural health on this year, Wednesday morning, Rise and Shine and Give God the Glory. And this morning here, I'm looking at a topic, watch those who do not practice natural health and healing and rely on the system. So it's important to watch, because remember, we're talking about, you know, sowing and reaping and allowing people to make the decisions they want to make. So it's important to watch those who rely on the system and don't practice natural health and healing, and what are their outcomes. Let us pray. Our Father, White in heaven, I thank you for the blessings of your word. I pray that you may bless us as we look at this concept here today, and may you be with us, dear Lord, that as we contemplate well what to do with our bodies and our minds. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm looking at this thing, this topic here with you, this thing. Watch those who do not practice natural health and healing, and also they rely on the system. It's important to watch, because as I say, in this life sometime, you hear me here talk and I'm making a conclusion because I've been observing. And as I observe and I see certain results, I make a conclusion and I say, oh, this is the result of that. And so one has to be very careful. So we're still looking at this week at this idea here of accepting others' choices to be what they want to be, concluding that that is not your choice. So you wouldn't do life like that. You would not run your life like how they run their life and leave them to do what they do or do their own thing. It will often mean your prosperity, spiritual growth, health and improvement, which is where we are today, and safety, peace of mind. Everyone will reap the result of their choices. So it's important for one to contemplate that we reap the result of our choices, and sometimes we're just simply reaping a result of learning from somebody else who have gone before us, and they've made certain choices and they come out with certain results. And so we cannot ignore the results. The results are important. So when we observe others that eat the regular diet, live the regular lifestyle, smoke whatever they need to smoke, or they want to smoke, they lust off after smoking. We observe those who drink all the alcohol and depend upon the system to save them health-wise, and we see the results. And as we see the results, then we take heed and we make certain choices. But as I say, it's important to respect the choices of others, that this is their choices, even if it's a choice built in ignorance. But it's still a choice. This is how they choose to treat their body and how they choose to live. And the results will come in, and the results are important, because the results are unerring. There's no error in the results. The results are rock solid. You reap what you sow. And so whether the person sowed in ignorance or they sowed knowledgeable because they didn't care, they're going to do what they're going to do because they're their own man or woman, it's still important to mark that result and then ask yourself the question, what am I going to do? So the reaping always comes. So we observe those things in others and then we make correction, because often we're going in the same path that they're going in, and we're going to reap the same results health-wise that they're reaping. And then we have to ask ourselves the question, do we want to reap it? Often also, we are reaping the results of choices that were made by our parents or ourselves. And as we reap those results for choices that were made in ignorance or in knowledge, we knew better and still went ahead. Then it tells us to back up, to pull up, that, you know, there's enough suffering here. We need to make a change. So there's a lot of things that I changed simply because I didn't like the direction that things were going health-wise. And I decided, you know, I have to make some changes. So nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you have to observe your own result. And as you observe your own result, you're like, I don't like this result. I'm going to do something about it. So this is what we're here for. This is what I'm here for. This is what I'm here to encourage you to move in a different direction, in a positive direction. So my focus today is that you must get serious about taking care of your health naturally. You must take fitness serious. So it's important. It's a must, all right? And I want to get it to you there. There's no option in my thinking. Not for me, because again, if you don't like pain and suffering and you don't like a lack of, you know, the debility, then you want to be at your best. Now, as I say, your best might be brilliant in comparison to my best, but that's okay. you know, what you probably can do with your body because of your set of genetical setup or your financial setup or your social setup might be different from what I can do. You know, I was reading a study recently that I think 90% of people who walk, just walk near salt water, near the sea, near the beach, the sea, get sinus improvement. So probably your setup is that you can easily every morning get up and go for a walk, or in the afternoon or in the evening near a beach area. And you can get that all that minerals that are in the sea that's going to be aerosolized and come your way and hit you and give you some healing. And, I always remember when I was young, growing up, that sometime when a person was feeling sick, you know, having some type of flu or something, that they'll go to the beach and they'll just sit in the water. They're just there for healing. And all that mineral that's in the salt water, because it's a mineral-rich environment, it's got soaked into them and they feel better. Then their sinuses drain. They say normally if they have a head cold, the head cold will drain out. You can see literally just a whole bunch of mucus coming out. And today we have things like neti pot and stuff like that to do the same thing. But it's fascinating that sometimes you see a thing and you're thinking, whatever, you know, you're like kind of move along with your life. But you marked it and you're like, oh, that's fascinating. And then you see they literally do research on it to prove it, that it is something that is, it has efficacy. It is effective for healing. So you have to be able to exercise this. And so when you see people doing this type of stuff and they'll do like mud baths, they'll do, go to mineral-rich springs and they go to hot springs that has basically even volcanic matter that has all the high mineral. You see people do this and make an effort. You can just keep moving along with your life. And you never stop and say, why do they do that? Probably there's some benefit to that. You could just say, well, all I need is just to eat regular food, regular junk food. And when I'm feeling sick, I just go to the doctor and they give me some drugs. And you watch people live like that and you see the end results. And as I say, as I get older, I'm seeing those who I either grew up with or those that are family or friends, acquaintance. And I see the end result. And I'm here today to tell you, practice some natural health. Find out why people do what they do. Like if you see somebody doing something, it's like, why you do that? And in the past, people be like, oh, that's so fanatical. And the next thing you know, they see them drop dead. I'd be like, wow, I guess you should have been a little bit fanatical. You'd have a little longer life. And then you find out they were sick and in all kind of pain. I'm like, that pain could be solved by a simple supplement, a simple herb. That wasn't necessary. So we don't want to be like that, right? And you don't want to be that person who just totally oblivious to these practices and not knowing that a little discipline in practicing many of these health principles and health practices goes a far way. Our main text for today, again, main text for this week, is in Hosea chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. It says, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou did trust in thy ways, in the multitude of thy mighty men, at the FDA and the CDC and so forth. And so there's a certain point where you have to look at them and look at how they are, how they're living and their sicknesses and diseases and say, well, I probably should consider some alternative. So if you look at this text is important. Let's look at the philosophy here. Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. So in farming, it's the same thing. Farming is similar to the body terrain. The body as, you have to look at the body similar to land and how you're going to get growth. It's the same thing. You have to put things in there. You have to nourish it. You have to break it up. So when you sow seed, it's similar to taking in nutrients. And you take in nutrients and you result in not taking in nutrients. The body uses the nutrients for their various different processes. So a big part of our healing is, what are we consuming? What do we consume? And we have to consume the healthiest, most naturally grown Normally, that's the best way to know it, is if it's organic, genetical, non-genetical engineered. That means it was not messed about by science. It can come in as close as possible to nature. The principle is always you go as close as possible to nature that you can. The less manipulation that the food goes through, whether it be by machinery or by somebody in a lab or even by hybridizing, it's the better it is. That's why you notice there's a movement for heirloom. So when you see something like heirloom, you don't just say, well, what was it all about? Go investigate. Go find out. Probably it's what you need for your body. So anyhow, so you see this idea here that you're sowing. So the seed you sow is important, right? The type of seed you sow is so important. So you don't want no suicide seeds that are genetically engineered. You want as close as it is that nature gave it to us via our creator. You want to go to that seed. So you're sowing to yourself in righteousness. So literally in a farming is the same thing. Remember, a farmer that does, you know, all this type of hybridized and primarily, I shouldn't even say hybridized, but more so the engineered stuff that they have to be able to interact with glyphosate and stuff like that. They end up with lower yields as time goes on. The farmer that does it more naturally and use natural stuff to farm, they end up with higher yields as the years go by, as you get closer to the 7-year mark. So keep that in mind. So when you're sowing, it's the same thing. What are you putting in your body? What is the quality of the food you're putting in the body? The more natural, organic, naturally grown, naturally tree ripen, tree matured or tree ripen food that you put in the body, is your feed in the body the most nutritious food you can? The higher the nutrition is, the better it is for you. The more antioxidant in the food is, the better it is for you. You know, you don't buy regular avocado, you buy organic. The regular avocado, you cut it, you start going black. That blackness tells you there is no antioxidant in it. The moment oxygen hit it, it starts to burn and get black. That means when you put it in the body, it's just pure garbage. It's not worth it. Your body is more valuable than that. So you sow in your in righteousness. So you start off by putting in. You put in what is going to be, that's going to feed the soil. Your soil would be your flesh. And as you sow that way, you want to sow the right way. Then next, you reap in mercy. So you know that the reaping, you did sow. So somebody said, well, I'm reaping, I did sow, so I must expect a return. Sure, but you know the Lord has to have to bless it. I'll explain in the next verse. Lord's hand still have to be upon you. So you still sow, you still pray that God bless my effort because only you can make it multiply. And you reap in mercy. But it says there that you have to break up your fallow ground. So you're not going to sow on the ground as clods in it, the ground as hard surface. You don't sow like that. You don't go outside and just sow in whatever, you break up the fallow ground so the seed can get into the soil. And then the miracle of the electrical impulse of all these things that are needed, the nutrients, the moisture, can get to the seed and cause the germination process. So it's the same thing with our bodies. With our bodies, we have to be able to prep it up. One of the first things you have to do if you're going to eat, you have to make sure that you're unclogged. Your anus or your colon, your colon has to be unclogged. You have to get a cork out. You have to unconstipate. You got to work to flush out the liver, the kidney. You have to make sure your coronary arteries are cleared up. That is through diet, through herbal remedies, through water. And you make the terrain of the body become soft and become not, it's not follow anymore. It's not hard. So that the nutrients can float. You know, if you're clogged up in your arteries, your veins, so forth, nutrients can get to the small capillaries and it can get to the surface. So that's why sometimes people have gangrene, they have problem with sight, they have all these things because they're clogged up. So you want to unclog. So this is why it's always nourish and you always cleanse and nourish. You cleanse the system and then you put in the nutrients. The seed that's not going to take hold. And as somebody said, well, am I not going to get any benefit? You can get some benefit, but you got to start by clearing out your colon, clearing your liver, your kidney, clearing out your arteries, and then start to fix start to put in the nutrients. And that's logical. that's logical. Thanks. That's logical, right? you got to do that. If you don't do that, right, and then the nutrients, you're going to get some benefit. I'm not going to say you're not going to get any benefit, but you get some benefit. And remember, this is a spiritual text, but it works in the spiritual. Remember, health, it's always the practical outplaying of what is spiritual. Same thing with your brain. If your brain fills out the madness, you got to get the madness out. So you unclog, right? Then you throw in the seed. Then you expect to reap in mercy. And notice it says here, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So you're still seeking a blessing. You know, one thing I can say, you could learn all of this. And there's still so much to learn. There's still so much growth. There's still so much development in front of you, health-wise. And so you still seek the Lord for a blessing. Because we know without, as I say, the conductivity of electricity to the seed, there's not going to be any growth. Without the rain that comes upon the earth to the seed, the farmer loses the crop, the seeds doesn't germinate. So without the unseen processes that goes on and the seen processes that goes on, there's no blessing upon you. So you still have to seek the Lord's blessing. Still pray for our food that the Lord blesses us. Still pray as we learn that the Lord lead us to the right information. Because sometimes you're just missing probably a certain herb, a certain nutrients that's going to make you feel better. So anyhow, so you seek the Lord and he comes and he rain. Because the rain needs to make the seed grow. Because there's no harvest. Still, I will tell you that if you understand that in order for electricity to flow, you need in your body, you need to be hydrated. All the neurological system, your nervous system works off water. It's flown, electrical impulse is sent through water. Well, also it's important to know that our body, the water inside of our body is similar to salt water, similar to seawater. So you need to be able to make sure that you have the right amount of minerals. And so one of the things I do more recently, and you probably heard me talk about this, before, but I've been doing this more now, is I take a little salt water. Well, I can't get it from the sea. So I've begin to just do a blend where I take a little bit, probably about, I don't know for you, you have to make sure your heart is in the right place physically with the, you know, so probably you have to go check with your doctor. But most people are mineral deficient because the modern food we eat, so I have to give some background here. So let me pause here, slow down. Most of us, if not all of us, I think they say it could be up to 97% of us, are mineral deficient. And the reason why is that most of what we have to do for food and water has to be demineralized because of all the pollutants. So most of our food are demineralized because it's grown in soil that is over-farmed. So the soil is not mineral-rich. So the food is not mineral rich. So we lose most of our minerals there because most of our minerals come from food. And then another set of our minerals come from water, and then another set come from fruits. Well, a lot of us don't eat a lot of fruits. The fruits the way we're supposed to eat it. Remember, we're created by God to be fruitarians. And that's where we really should get most of our minerals, from the fruit itself. That's why you drink like coconut water and stuff. It's an electrolyte. And so we're not getting enough minerals. And because of that, and minerals are in small amounts, but the more fruits you eat, the more you get it. And you get some from your vegetables, things like celery, carrot, and stuff. So we don't get like enough selenium and stuff from like the carrots and stuff that we're supposed to get. So one of the ways to do it is supplement with trace mineral blend, or go do a blood test and find out what mineral you're deficient in. And if that's still not satisfactory and you're still not getting the results, another way is salt water is bio-identical to our body terrain, the fluid that's inside of our body. Our fluid is basically like, if you have a sweat, you know, it's salty. And if you have a cry, you're crying seawater, in literally. So that's not even hypothetical, it's literally. So our body needs a lot of salt, a lot of minerals. And we get that mineral, as I say, through our fruits, through our vegetables, especially certain root vegetables, beet, carrot, celery, certain things like that. Then we get it through spring water, the natural water, because as it interacts with the minerals, there's trace amount. I've seen it where it looks almost milky, beautiful. So, you know, we do a lot of filtering because we're trying to filter out not just the, well, we're not trying to filter out the minerals, but we end up filtering out also the minerals, but we end up filtering out also the dangerous chemicals. So we end up kind of with a pure H2O that normal human beings would not be drinking that, because if you're drinking from rivers and streams, fresh water, spring water, you will end up with a mineral rich. And I've even bought filters in the past that try to remineralize the water. So it filters it first through like two or three layers, and then the last layer, it adds back some minerals. So you get back some of the major minerals. So that's important, right? I've seen they've done filtration system that is like three or four layers, and then the last layer is just rocks with the open that you, it's duplicated nature. That's the most brilliant one I've seen. So I've tried different ones. So then the next solution for the mineral issue that we have is, as I say, I take a little bit, probably a fourth of a teaspoon, not a lot, just a little bit every day. So first thing in the morning, just a little salt. So I do two salts. I do the Celtic sea salt from Ireland. I think that's right, or Scotland. I think it's Ireland. And then I do the Himalayan salt from, they claim it's the purest salt that was originally there from the time of creation. Depends on who you're listening to. Depends on who you're listening to, right? So anyhow, from the time of creation. So that salt, the pink in it is because it has iron in it. The iron, I think, and some of the minerals, it gives it a certain look. You know, iron gives a very copperish look, yellow look or something like that, reddish look. So anyhow, so it's not going to give you in anything near the amount of minerals that you need, that small amount. You'd have to eat a lot of it, and by then you'd have too much sodium, and so it could affect your pulse rate. But anyway, you need this mineral for your nervous system to work properly, and you need the water. So I just do a little bit twice a day. I do one and then the other. So I do some Celtic, I do some sea salt. So I always tell you what I'm doing. I'm giving you freely. So you need to know this, right? And it's good for multiple things, because most actually your body's going to get not anything, whatever, not concentrated enough, but just a little bit. But long term, you get the benefit. And then if you supplement on any trace minerals that you think you're missing, and most actually the big hits are going to be like magnesium, selenium, potassium. Those are the big ones. Some would add in there zinc and so forth. So you but probably good to know, find out what you think you're missing by just doing a test. So that's side note. That's a not side note. That's a big note. But why? Again, because remember the Bible says you're sowing. And when you're sowing, you know that if the soil doesn't have the nutrients, you're not going to get the yield, because the plant is not going to be nourished. Well, your body is similar to that. You're not going to get the results if you're deficient. And as I say, modernity has made it so. Not by your choice, even just by what you eat. We eat a lot of processed, a lot of the minerals also we get from grains. But a lot of the grains that we eat is white flour, white rice, you know, just a lot of processed stuff that when it's finished, yeah, it looks pretty and it might be light and fluffy, but there's no nutrients there. And so you're not getting your vitamins as you should, and you're not getting your minerals as you should, and then they give you some chemical vitamins. So you end up in a bad situation. So you have to think about it more closely. You can get back to nature and you feed the body, because we go with the principle always of cleanse and nourish. And so you're going to put back in. So as you cry because you see the craziness going on in the world, you're going to replace some of that mineral. As you exercise, especially if you go hard with exercise, you're burning out your minerals. So you got to think, how do I get it back? So sometimes probably if you're exercising, the big nutrient supplements or the big salts you're going to lose, you'll still lose sodium and chloride, right? So sodium and chloride is what we normally say is salt. But you're going to lose also, big way, magnesium, potassium, and then some of the other trace minerals. But those are the big ones, from my memory at least. So remember that. So if you're hitting the gym hard and you get a taste of your sweat, just remember you just lost a whole bunch of magnesium, potassium. You got to replace those. And then but most of the time we can replace sodium and chloride because we eat a lot of salt. We probably eat too much salt, which is normally sodium chloride. So anyhow, so you'll have to figure out how to get back some magnesium. That's why most people have cramps. What is a cramp? Basically, magnesium and potassium. So anyhow, so you got to figure that out. So anyhow, all of that you're doing is you just understand you're trying to rebalance all of that. Because as I say, we get our nutrients from plants and from rocks because we build from rocks. Well, not from rocks, but from dirt, right? So our body needs these earthen minerals. Other than that, our body needs all of our nutrients come from plants or vitamins. The rest of it is from rock derived or salt derived. So our body needs salt for the mineral basis. So notice here, so you have plowed wickedness and you have reaped iniquity. So that's the reality. Wickedness is one thing. You do something wrong. Reaping iniquity is hardened now. Iniquity is something you're stuck in. You have a long-term problem. You can't overcome it. You're weak to this thing. You have eaten the fruit of lies because of distrust in thy ways and in the multitude of thy mighty men. So the end result is you're failing, right? Your health failing, because we're talking about health today. And because of the lies, you know, we believe some things. We believe that croissants and all that white fluffy stuff that is light and have no nutrients because it's so highly processed. It's great, that's what we grew up eating. But we didn't know that, we didn't have the intelligence and the understanding that food is also nourishment, is nutrients. And it's the same thing with farming. If you're farming and you just don't compost, you don't try to put nutrients back in the soil, sooner or later you're killing yourself slowly. And you're going to look dried up and pruned up and just look beaten because you're just beaten because you don't have any nutrients. And it's the same thing for you and me. You got to put something back in. And so you got to make some extra effort to maintain. Because remember, maintenance is, if they say there's an RDA, right? So the recommended daily dosage. And say your recommended daily dosage is 100 milligrams of something, whatever that nutrient is. And you've been eating denatured food for years. 100 milligram is going to maintain you in a deficient state. That's what all it's going to do. You now have to figure out how to replenish what was lost and then maintain also. So 100 milligram is not going to do anything. Probably now if you did 200 milligrams or 150 milligrams for 3 months, 6 months, a year, and get yourself now back to normalcy. You know you're normal. Then you start thinking, okay, so I can cut back and maintain. But you're not going to be able to maintain because all you do, you're maintaining a deficiency. So you're going to have to start moving and act with some extra. And that's just the problem with most of life. And just think about this, right? If you are a person and you need 2,000 calories a day to maintain, and you're eating 2,500 calories a day, and you're not going to cut the calories, you're going to have to exercise 500 calories off. So you're probably going to have to exercise easily, probably 2 hours. And you're still not probably maintaining. Right? Because if you do 100 calories, it depends how much you can burn within half an hour, 1 hour. When you think about that. So you're not going to maintain. You're going to just keep adding. So you're going to have to do extra. And then after you start doing 2 hours worth of exercise, you realize it's not working. I'm just knocking off in 2 hours only so much calories. So now I'm going to have to do even 4 hours probably work. And then I'm now maintaining. And so that's going to become a problem. So then you have to say, well, the only way around this is I'm going to have to figure out some of the things because I'm not going to cut calories. So I'm going to have to start taking some herbs. I'm going to start doing stuff that's going to make my body flush the food. I'm going to do something. If you're not going to cut the calories. And that's how you have to approach like health. There are set principles that no matter if you swim high or sing high, sing low, you can swim across the ocean. Principles don't change. The calculation still remains the same. And many people are thinking they can get around certain calculations. You just can't. And you're going to figure out something. You're going to figure out a substitute, something or something to help you along. In order for you to do what you have to do. And then you have to watch those who are don't practice natural health and healing and rely upon the system to save them. And watching them getting their feet chopped off, getting all kind of surgeries, and just suffering day in and out, walking with a walker. And you have to ask yourself a question, what am I doing? I'm going to end up like that person. And then you have to start doing something extra. So doing the normal is not going to work. You have to put in something extra. And as you put in something extra, then you'll get the results. And then you see that this works. And then you see that these calculations are not ridiculous. So the calorie, you know, you normally go and if you don't know what to do, go find a dietitian or somebody. And you look at what's your height, what's how many weight, you know, male, female, and then you'll know how much. It's the same thing if you're trying to gain muscle mass or gain size, then it's going to be the same thing. You're going to know what nutrients are important to do this, what minerals are important to do this, how much calories do I need, what's my target, and make your target be reasonable. Don't daydream. One of the things with health, I think, is that we daydream too much. We have this plan. We want to be healthy. We want to be fit. And we don't say, listen, I guess nobody does this, but you have to get to a point where you say, well, I just want five pounds. I'm going to lose 5 pounds this year. I'm going to lose 5 pounds in the next 6 months. That's more reasonable. You get there. Or you say, I'm going to gain 5 pounds this year. I'm going to gain 5 pounds in the next 6 months. That's reasonable. When you start going beyond that, it starts becoming difficult. Because you see, as he says here, you have plowed in wickedness and you have reaped iniquity. Iniquity is your stuck. So to get from a stuck position, it's going to take some effort. So it's more reasonable if this is normal for you and you want to cut, it's more reasonable to say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do 10 pounds in 1 year. And you'll do it. And then you say, I'll do 10 more. No, I know. If you're looking at 350, 400 pounds, 10 pounds is not, it's going to get you, it's just a start. It's like a snack. It's like having a piece of candy and you're hungry. You know, one little sweet is not going to fill your stomach. It's just something to starve off some of the misery. So, you got to start somewhere. It would be better for you if you are 400 pounds to lose 10 pounds this year and 10 next year. At least you're losing something. You're going to feel better. So you take anything, but sometimes some things demand you're going to be more drastic. Anyway, when you reach that type of weight, 10 pounds of water is nothing. I can knock that off you in like a few days, even faster probably. A water weight, a lot of it is just water. You just lose that water. Anyhow, side note. So start talking to myself. So notice here, there's some key things one must do and understand. Just like with anything else in life, you got to know that there's some things that you have in your control. And just like last week I was talking about, because this is the continuation of the thought, there's things that you have in control in any aspect of life, in your spiritual life, in your financial life, in your health, in your social interaction with society. And there's things that you don't have in your control. So the moment you realize that, you get all your focus on what you do have in your control. And one thing that it doesn't matter how, whatever is going on, you know, are we going to have insurance or not? Are you going to have health insurance or not? Are you going to, you know, what is the cost of medication? None of those things are in your control. And the moment you realize this, the better it is for you. The government is not in your control. What are the guidelines that the FDA, the CDC put out? not in your control. So but you still, you know, I pay attention to those things. I do pay attention. I read those bulletins and stuff like that. Because I want to know what's going on in the world. What's the latest research and stuff like that. Important for my health also, because many of these research point to where the science is going. What are the new discoveries. And then I just simply apply it naturally. But it's important for you to know what is in your control. And the moment you have that, it doesn't matter if, as I say, you deal with health, finance, whatever. You take charge of that. Your fitness, your level of fitness is in your control. Yeah, nothing to do with what the FDA says, what your doctor say. Or nothing to do with nothing. Unless you're a person that the doctor forbids you from exercising, which you'll be one in probably a billion people. You'll be very unique. So this is in your control. It's nothing to do with FDA, CDC, nothing. Nothing to do with your pastor, your wife, your husband. That's all in your control. I remember watching, I don't know if you've ever seen this, it was on YouTube and Facebook. Quite a few years ago, it had been floating around. But there's this couple, and the lady is like, she's a vegan raw. I think that's what it is. And she's like slim. She looks like she's 20 years younger. She looks healthy. She looks radiant. And our husband is like a meat eater, and he's overweight. He looked beaten. He looked like he's her grandfather. No, probably her father. I won't go that far. And it's like she's living with her father. And he just looked like he's ready to kick the bucket anytime soon. Probably by now. And so he's a regular meat eater. He looked like he's allergic to exercise. And that to me sums up kind of what I'm talking about this week. Like, you observe those who are going on that path. And you look at the results, the long-term especially results, sometimes even the short-term results. And then you make your choice from that. You make your decision. Because all of those things are within our control. It has nothing to do with the system, the doctor, the community. You could be in a community where there's parks and there's gyms and whatever. And you don't care about that stuff. Or you could be in a community where all it is Chinese food, and you know, the sidewalks are taken over by drug dealers and whores. And you're the fittest person. You look like a Hulk. That's in your choice. That's your control. That's a testimony that no matter where you're at, if God bless you, bless your mind and bless you with these things we're talking about, your choice, your results. Somebody's choice, their results. So this is what it is. So your fitness level is in your control. And nobody can control that. And the next person, fitness level is in their control. The doctor could tell you 100 times, you need to get fit, you need to start exercising. I can tell you this right now, but that's in your control. You can decide that, say, you're going to tear that thing up. You're going to tear the park up. You're going to tear the track up. You're going to tear the gym. Everything in the gym, all machine, you're going to brock them up. You're going to beat the daylights out of them. Now, it's never going to happen because those machines are built well. But that's where you need to go at it. Or you can decide that, no, where's my chips? Where is the Cheetos? And that's all in your control. So your plate is in your control. What you put in your mouth is in your control. The volume you put in your mouth is in your control. All those things are in your control. And so whether or not you're living, you're listening to me here, you're living in, you know, a penthouse in some city, or you live in a hut in some village, and anywhere in between, those things are in your control. Whether you have a gold-plated insurance, health insurance, or you don't have any health insurance, it's still that there are certain things that are in your control. And you can be healthier than your doctor, 10 of your doctors, if you choose to, because the options are there. You could be healthier than the person that runs Blue Cross Blue Shield, that runs any Humana, any of the major health insurance. You can be healthier than them. All of that is in your control. It's just the way you take care of the body. Think about it. I was going to mention this when I talk about Isaiah. When Isaiah talk about, you know, you break up the fallow ground. Listen, we do massage. We do all kind of various different things because We want to get the blood moving. All of that is the terrain. And we do a lot to break it up. There's many other things that we do to make sure the body is supple. You bend, you stretch. I've been doing more stretching since of late. So that the body is constantly pliable and movable. You feed the body. You constantly feed. You stretch it. You massage it. You do what you have to do. But all of that is in your control. As I say, you could live in a mansion. You could live in a Mac mansion, a bread and butter house. You could live in a trailer, in a RV. Still, your fitness, what you put in your plate, how you eat, how you take care of your body, how you treat yourself as if you're human, not animal. All of that is in your control. And I'm encouraging you, if you do it, and you go through life with that purpose, that you have a purpose, part of your purpose is you're going to take care of this body. You're going to reap a harvest, and the harvest is going to be good. Why are you going to look around at others? Well, you have to allow them. You have to allow them to make their choices of how they treat themselves. And they're going to have a garbage experience, and you're going to allow them to do that. Your future success is your choice that you make today. And to the degree you make that choice is to the degree you have blessings. And as I say, whatever genetics your parents give you, that has nothing to do with you, because that's not your choice. That's their choice. Your choice is what you do with that. And that's part of having life with purpose. Because, you know, listen, part of my purpose is I want to be fit. I want to feel energized. I want to know what the herbs to take, what the thing to do. And you will get an investment. All things that you do in life is an investment. You just get the investment as it matures. Now, in the beginning, it's not going to give you the maturity that you need or the reproduction or that you need. But it will come as you go along. But you have to take it like an investment. In the beginning, go slow. Don't make big numbers. Go slow. Don't make big plans. Just say, listen, I'm going to learn this. I'm going to know what to do. And you'll get it. Because you could, like as I say, if you're exercising and you don't have a lot of minerals, you're not taking a lot of electrolytes, you will hit walls. And you will hit them fast. Because you don't know what you're doing. You're not thinking. So you start going out there running, and then you start to cramp up. And then you're like, man, I'm stuck. And you don't know. You just don't have enough potassium. You don't have enough magnesium. And you don't know. So you hit a wall. So it's not working for you. You start taking your potassium and magnesium. And you're like, oh, this is amazing. I need a salt. I'm sweating. Man, you've sweat so much that, man, that thing hit your mouth. You're like, whoa. I'm like, I'm at the beach. So your body's losing it, so you have to put it back in. And put it back in fast. Fast, you put it back in, then it frees you up, and the soil is nourished. And then you can get the fruit that you're looking for. Come on now. You want that fruit. So everything in life, as I say, and I'm trying to encourage you this week, has purpose. Why? Because that's just how it works. The moment you start working with your body and nature and with God, you start realizing, oh, that's the purpose. Oh, that's how it's supposed to work. And I could bring you 1,000 infidels and 1,000 evolutionists, and they say, oh, no, this is all by accident. They're purposeless. That's why many of them look like the way they look. They don't understand. There's a way to work, and when you work with the body the way it's supposed to work, it's amazing that, oh, that's how it's supposed to work. Remember, when we look at the Garden of Eden, where does the water come from? There was no rain. Couldn't catch rainwater. That water is not going to be mineral rich. This water is distilled water. It's evaporated. It goes up, it comes down. The earth was never like that. The earth came up through dew and through rivers. We think about the Garden of Eden, 4 rivers. What would the river running on? Rocks. So when Adam jump in that water and he take a few mouthful, he's getting supplement in. But somebody says, a perfect world, he don't need no supplement. Yes, he is. He does. He's built from dirt. So you, I mean, you get these things, the more you get these things, get deeper, and you're like, wow, there's a specific process to life. So you take charge of what is in your control. Exercise. Now that we're coming to winter, what do you have inside your house to exercise? I almost want to forbid you to not have something in your house to exercise. You got to have a treadmill, a bicycle, some type of rowing machine, some type of weights. You got to have something to exercise. If you're not doing that, you got to practice calisthenics. Go on YouTube, go on Google, YouTube, the same company, type in calisthenics. I won't spell it for you just in case I get it wrong. calisthenics. So you put in that word and you look at calisthenics exercise. This is using your body as a different methods of using your body as a resistance, right? So calisthenics, you know, squats, push-ups, all that stuff. Get a bar, get something that you can do some pull-ups and stuff like that. You got to have something set up. Get a floor mat. You shouldn't be a human being without a floor mat or some carpet in your house if you have wood. And you got to exercise. You got to put some money in there. I would prefer you to spend $1,000 before we hit winter and buy some stuff and never use it than not to have it. And if you don't use it, then like, that's in your control. Get something and prepare yourself to do some exercise. So that means you don't have to go to the gym. If it's snow, you can exercise. If it's rain, right now in New Jersey, it's raining. If it rains, you can exercise. Whatever you do, you can exercise. If you exercise, make sure there's a window near you or there's an air filter. Turn your air filter on, crack the window, whatever, and you exercise. And so you're getting some fresh air either by the filter or by the rain or by the open window. And you exercise, you breathe in and breathe out. You beat that pavement, you beat that treadmill, that bicycle. Get a stationary bike, get at least one piece of thing. And if you don't want any equipment, then get a piece of floor mat. If you have carpet, good for you. And you go do some floor exercise. And you build your body up. That's in your control. It doesn't matter what the government does, the CDC does, the FDA does. That is a major part of your health. Take control of that. So I'm encouraging you. And I'll be encouraging you in the next few months. Prepare to do some indoor exercise. You shouldn't be a human being and not have something. No matter even if you do a physical job. When you exercise, it's different from physical job. The physical job does not preclude you from exercise. Because a lot of time you're doing a physical job, there's certain parts of your body you're not really exercising. There could be a physical job out there that I'm not getting. Somebody say, my physical job, I work at the gym. Well, Neil, you're exercising. I'm talking about a person who's doing a physical job that they only exercise certain body parts. And there could be one that I'm not seeing that you might be exercising all body parts. But most physical job, you're lifting and squatting. That's all you're doing. So you need to be able to do a job. You need to go and exercise the rest of your body. You need to sweat. You need to get some minerals out. You're probably doing a physical job. You're getting the minerals out. When I remember years back when I was working at this warehouse when I was younger, I was working with this guy that he was trying to lose weight. But he would, it was two of them. I remember. And one used to be an ex-ranger, I think it was. Air Force Ranger, and then one just used to be into American football. So one wasn't too big, and one was the American football guy was big. And I remember they would work all day, and then they'll go to the gym. And I'm like, okay, that's brilliant, because what it is, part of exercising is sculpting and targeted exercise. You know, I'm excited. This body part, that body part, all the body gets exercised. Work not necessarily will do that. So anyway. So always get that idea. So, you know, calisthenics, if you don't want to buy equipment or if you don't have the money for it. So you see, that's in your control. Going to the supermarket, not supermarket, but going to probably Target, Walmart, wherever, and buy the floor mat, when it's rubberized floor mat, and exercise. Hit it. Make it happen. That's in your control. Supplement, especially, make sure you have your trace minerals, probably a very low dose trace mineral blend. So that you get it, because as I say, unless you're probably going to be increasing the amount of fruits, carrot this time a year, carrot, beets, celery, juice that. It's going to be a large amount of pear, apple, juice that, eat that this time of year. There's going to be a large amount of something else that I forget all of a sudden. But you get those fruits and vegetables in, you juice them, you get them in. Oh, oranges. Forget about that. The oranges, the citrus is going to start hitting. I got some tangerine recently that was impressive. And I was saying to my wife, I hope this is a sign of the season, that this season is going to be blown out of the water. So I'm hoping. Last year, I had some good amount of citrus. So the first set of citrus I had this year, I was impressed. I hope that's a sign of things to come. That what's coming up from Florida will be a banger this year. So anyhow, you get that in, and what you do, you're getting copious amount of fruits in, you're getting your minerals. Also, you're getting your vitamin C and other nutrients naturally, the supplements. So very important, that's in your control. If you're not mineralized, if you're not having your nutrients, that's on you. Go get a cheap juicer, go start juicing. Go find some apples from the orchards, juice them. That's on you. That's on nobody else. Nobody can do that for you. You could pray all you want. You could fast. You could study your Bible. That's still not going to substitute for you getting some nutrients in. That's you. That's you to receive the truth and then go do something with it. Herbs, make sure you have your herbs for your immunity. Have your herbs for cold and flu, because that's the season we're entering now. The temperature is dropping, getting cooler. And so you go the opposite. Remember I say, if you're just trying to maintain, that's not going to work. You have to go against the grain. You have to exceed and excel, else you would not get the results. And when you exceed and excel, because you go overboard, then what happened? That's all on you. That's not on me. I wish I could get some of it. I have to go do for myself. So when I finish here, like Paul says, I'm going to have to go take care of that type of stuff for myself. I'm talking to you. I'm encouraging you so we be part of the same thing. So when we see people dropping like flies, we don't want to drop like with them. We want to fly like an eagle. So what you have to do, you have to go over and above. And especially when the temperature is going to drop, your body has to make up a good 50 degrees, a good 40 degrees. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of beat down on the body. So you have to beat back harder. So that's where you exercise. You make sure you're mineralized and have the right amount of nutrients. And then what it is, you start taking your herbs. The herbs are for the healing of the nation. You want some healing in your body. You want to take the herbs and you want to bone up on all your herbs and take a lot of that. You have to go over and above. What happened when you do this? You're doing better. I want you to do better than me. I want to see you and say, man, I need to get up on my game. You need to encourage me also, because when I see it and I see you glow in your face, that makes me feel good, because that's like, man, you're doing well. No, you know, I often tell people that, you know, so, you know, if you deal with me personally, you know, I'll look at somebody and say, man, you look good today. Because I'm just looking at them and I can tell by the skin that the person probably was juicing, or they were taking a lot of supplements, or they were getting a lot of sleep, or whatever they were doing. And it looks good, you know. And that's what it is. Sometimes I hug somebody and they feel a little extra muscle than I felt before. And I'm thinking, oh, man, see the exercise and they feel hard. That's good. That's on you. You doing good. I love to see when people doing well health-wise, because it feels good to feel healthy. Your water, know that, you know, filtered spring water, that's what we encourage here. You can't drink straight water. That one thing I'll tell you, I forbid you. That's in your control. Buy at least one filter or something. Filter your water. Water is not healthy unless you're getting your water from somewhere in Maine or in upstate New York or somewhere. I don't know, but on the West Coast, where you get water from. Most of the water is contaminated. You have to find out where there's major industries, nuclear experiments, whatever. Most of that has contaminated our waters. So we got to be careful with that. Make sure we're having some charcoal filtered water, unless we can know that the water is coming from pristine springs, that there's no major industries that contaminated the groundwater. And then if you listen to me outside of the country, you know, most of those areas don't have the level of pollution. So you do that because what you're doing is, this is what you can control. As I say, you cannot control what they did in nature, but you can control what you put in your mouth. That is within your control. You can control how much sleep you get. You can control your mental state, what you meditate upon. That's in your control. You have that choice. You have that spirit to help you along. But the rest of it is outside of your control. So you recognize what is not in my control. What might change? Because remember, everything I'm saying here, I normally talk with the idea that I'm talking to somebody that's poor. That's normally how I talk. You might not hear it, but that's how I'm talking. So I'm thinking poverty. So if I'm thinking poverty, I always say, well, every option I have to think, what is a poor person can do? So I know, minimum, go to Target, go to Walmart, get a carpet, get a piece of cardboard if necessary, and go do your floor exercise, do your squats, your push-up, so forth. Poor person can't do that. You don't need money for that. Get a bar. Start doing some pull-ups and chin-ups on the bar. That is in your control. And even if you're somebody say, well, I'm really poor, but you have $100 and something, save up $100 and something, go buy yourself a stationary bicycle. You can exercise all year long on that. Your lower body will be strong. Most of our exercise has to be done in our lower bodies. So you have control of that. You know, it's easy to buy a Brita filter. And at least you might not be able to cook with filtered water, but you can drink the filtered water. That is within your control. You don't have to have phenomenal money for that. So when you do that type of stuff, buying going online or going to a health food store, find a trace mineral blend and take that and take probably half a capsule. You don't have to take a lot. Save it. You can do it and you can have phenomenal health that a multi-billionaire or millionaire does not have. That to me is what's fascinating about health. That if you take your body, you can be like somebody can believe, man, you look like somebody in Hollywood. You know, clay. Nothing's in your control. Like when it comes onto your face, is a clay. If you get used to bentonite clay, you can make your own facial mask. You make a facial mask, you put it on, your skin look nice and tight, you can loofah, you can take yourself and you look at your face, your skin look like, wow, you've been to a retreat, you've been to a resort. Why do you look like that? You do that, you say, look, I'm doing it for cheap. Clay is cheap. Charcoal cheap. You do a nice cleansing on your face. You look beautiful. Skin look beautiful, radiant, like you've been to a $100 million resort and you got the best treatment. See, certain things are in our control. That don't need a lot of money. We just need to get up and get going. We get going. Then if you have what everybody's have with the health insurance and with all this type of stuff, you're okay. But if you don't have it, you still can look good. Your skin still can look nice. You can still look like a prune. You know, but if you're there and you're poor and then you're hitting the alcohol and the whatever, that alcohol money and that drugs money, you know how much equipment it can buy, exercise equipment, you know how much supplement it can buy. You look at a person smoking cigarette. You know if they put aside that money every month, how much supplements and equipment and stuff they could buy. You know how healthy they could be. You know how stress-free they could be because they're having a beat-down exercise. They're banging out the exercise and equipment. So you're going to spend money somewhere. So no matter if you're rich or poor, you can get phenomenal benefit if you say, listen, this is what I can control. I'm going to take care of this. Self-control is, again, is another thing. If you control what's on your plate and when you eat it, you have so that's in your control. Ain't nobody control that. God does not control that. God says, that's on you. You deal with that. So you choose when you eat. You can choose to eat six times a day, or you can choose to eat once a day, twice a day, three times a day. Depends on your schedule and what you need caloric-wise. And nobody controls that. You choose what makeup on your plate. You choose the time of day you eat. You know, my encouragement is always eat early morning, midday, and then go light or nothing in the evening. That's your control. You do that, you get a benefit. So remember, I'll more cover this on Friday, but in Matthew 13, verse 1 onward, Christ says that when the seed is being sown, some's going to fall by the wayside, some's going to get taken up by the devil himself, some's going to get taken up by thorns and so forth. But if a person is not doing what they're supposed to do, what they already have will be taken away. So life is always taken from us. We got to fight back and go the opposite direction and add to our position and get a better result long term. This is possible, but it's not going to come without some serious effort. But any effort you make towards your health or your well-being or your personality, character growth will benefit you. You will be the primary recipient. I'll get some of that benefit, but you'll be the primary recipient. You know, as I interact with you, it's a blessing to see you're doing better for yourself. So do what you have to do for yourself. It's benefiting you. You're doing you a favor. You're not doing per se anybody a favor. Not definitely not doing per se God a favor. You're doing really you a favor. Bless yourself. Let us pray. Our Father, what in heaven, I thank you for the blessings of your word, for the instructions you give us, and the guidance that you give us, the molding and shaping that our lives can have purpose and we can live with meaning. May you bless us, dear Father, that we might always walk humbly before thee. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for being with me here on Revive Reform Radio. Looking forward to talking to you again live tomorrow morning, where we should talk about the importance of church. Until then, I pray that you may continue to walk with the King.